Managing sensory needs in the workplace, why it matters and what you can do. Sensory needs are a big part of many neurodivergent people's experience of the world, and they often go unseen, misunderstood and unmet. For some, sensory sensitivities can shape how comfortable, focused or regulated we feel in any given moment. Bright lights, background noise, strong smells or uncomfortable clothing might seem minor to others, but can quickly overwhelm the nervous system and lead to exhaustion, anxiety or burnout. In the workplace, this has real implications. When sensory needs go unmet, it can affect executive function, mental health, emotional regulation and performance. But when they're understood and supported, it's possible to create an environment where neurodivergent individuals can work at their best more of the time. This post is relevant for both individuals wanting to advocate for themselves and for employers building more inclusive workplaces. What do we mean by sensory needs? We all take in information through our senses and our brains as meaning-making machines, process and interpret this input, then provide feedback about what actions to help us take to feel safe, comfortable and regulated. Our bodies are constantly striving for homeostasis, a state of internal balance that supports physical and emotional well-being. What are the eight senses? Visual, sight, how we respond to light, colour, movement and visual patterns around us. Bright lights, flickering screens or busy environments can be distracting or uncomfortable. Sound, hearing, how we experience noise in our surroundings. Background chatter, sudden sounds or constant hums can be overwhelming or make it hard to concentrate. Smell, olfactory, how we react to scents and odours in the environment. Strong smells from food, perfumes or cleaning products can be pleasant for some and distressing for others. Touch, tactile, how our bodies respond to physical contact, textures or pressure. This can include clothing, seating or how materials feel against the skin. Taste, gustatory, how we experience flavours, textures and aftertastes of food and drink. For some people, certain tastes or textures can cause discomfort, distraction or even nausea. Proprioception, body awareness, our sense of body position and pressure. This relates to knowing where our limbs are and how much force we're using. Some people seek deep pressure or need to move regularly to feel comfortable. Vestibular, balance, our sense of balance and spatial orientation. It helps us stay upright and feel grounded. Too much or too little movement can affect focus and well-being. Interoception, internal bodily signals, our awareness of what's happening inside the body. Signals like hunger, thirst, pain, temperature or emotions. Some people may notice these signals easily, while others might not. Understanding hyper and or hyposensitivity. Neurodivergent people, including those who are autistic ADHD or have sensory processing differences, may receive sensory signals that are too loud, hypersensitive, or too quiet, hyposensitive, or a mixture of both. This means some types of input can quickly become overwhelming, while others might go unnoticed without extra stimulation. This means that someone might struggle with fluorescent lights flicking above them, the overlaid sounds of an open plan office, the smell of someone's perfume or lunch, being bumped into in a crowded hallway, sitting still at a desk for long periods without movement, knowing if they're hungry, thirsty, hot, cold or need the toilet, recognising how they feel and advocating for their needs. These differences are often invisible, which can lead to misunderstandings or assumptions from others, sometimes causing tension, judgment or conflict in the workplace. These challenges aren't just preferences, they can have a direct and profound impact on mental well-being. In fact, recent UK research found that high levels of sensory distractions which may be contributing to a sense of overwhelm, particularly among neurodivergent workers whose overall well-being scores were significantly lower than their colleagues. How sensory needs impact work. When someone is experiencing sensory overload or understimulation, it often affects executive function. Things like focus, planning, memory, or switching between tasks become harder. Well-being, Sustained discomfort or stress increases risk of burnout and emotional dysregulation. Communication. It might be harder to listen, speak clearly, or process information. Engagement and retention. People may mask their struggles or leave environments that feel unsafe. This is especially important for employers to understand because adjustments make a measurable difference to whether someone stays or leaves. According to the 2023 Neurodiversity in Business Report, 50% of neurodivergent people with tailored adjustments said they plan to stay in their organisation, compared to only 33% of those with no adjustments. For individuals, advocating for your sensory needs. If you're neurodivergent or suspect you might be, here are some ways to start exploring and expressing your sensory needs. Notice patterns. When are you most comfortable or productive? What's happening in your environment at that time? Use a sensory audit. This can help identify where things are working well, not so well, and what you might like to be different. Self-define your support. You don't need a diagnosis to request adjustments. Share what you need in a clear, practical way. Start small. Sometimes even small changes like moving desks, using headphones, or adjusting lighting can make a big difference. Remember that many neurodivergent people mask their discomfort, pushing through sensory overwhelm to fit in. This takes energy and a toll on well-being. Employers and colleagues need to consider the burden of masking cognitive difficulties and the resilience this requires. For employers, building a sensory inclusive workplace. Creating a sensory friendly workplace is not only the right thing to do, it's also a legal duty under the Equality Act 2010 and makes good business sense. Here are some starting points. Educate your team. Understanding sensory differences is essential. Consider neurodiversity awareness training. Offer needs-led adjustments. These might include quiet work areas, noise-cancelling headphones, flexible uniforms, or movement breaks. Normalise self-awareness. Encourage all staff to reflect on how their environment affects their work. This removes stigma and supports everyone. Include sensory needs in wellbeing strategies. Make it part of your regular review and support processes. In the 2024 Neurodiversity in Business and Birkbeck Report, found that neurotypical colleagues may not recognise the impact of sensory stresses, leading to misunderstandings or assumptions. This highlights how cognitive, sensory, and relational challenges often go unseen in the workplace. Meeting sensory needs supports well-being at work. Sensory needs are a core feature of a neurodivergent person's profile and are therefore an essential part of how they function, feel, and flourish at work. Supporting these needs isn't just about comfort, it's about dignity, autonomy, and making small adjustments to enable people to be at their best. Ensuring sensory needs are met isn't a luxury, it's a fundamental part of inclusion. When individuals and organisations embrace this, they not only improve well-being, focus, and productivity, they also foster a sense of safety, belonging, and freedom for people to be at their best more of the time. Remember, neurodiversity is about everyone. As a human species, we are neurodiverse, and often, adjustments for neurodivergent people work well for others too. For individuals, download a sensory audit tool for individuals. This reflective resource will enable you to explore how your sensory experiences affect your well-being at work. Use it for self-awareness or to explore conversations with your manager. For managers, download Sensory Friendly Workplace Audit Guide, a practical guide for employers and/or managers to identify sensory-friendly good practices and create more inclusive environments for neurodivergent staff.